There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Thank you for tuning into the podcast. This begins our first Monday in February, and this is our first podcast of the week, our first Monday podcast in February. And I would ask you that listen, those of you that frequent the podcast, those that have contacted us even recently, if you would pray that the Lord will give us direction for the continuation of the podcast after we finish these Psalms. I've figured out in about 2 to 3 weeks we should be done the Psalms, and so we'll be looking for what the Lord has for us next. I would ask for prayer. I would ask for wisdom. I would ask for direction in those things. And now I have a couple of prayer requests today. Besides those sick and afflicted, we certainly have folks we know that need prayer, need help from the Lord. And I would also ask you, if you would, pray tonight about 8:30 or so Eastern time. They'll be gathering at the airport to fly out to Cape Verde. That's Brother Zach Vernon and the group with him. Brother Zach has been a contributor on this podcast. They're going to Cape Verde Islands off the coast of Africa, Portuguese-speaking nation, to be with the Kidd family, who are Portuguese-speaking missionaries, and they are witnessing in Cape Verde, Africa. And so just pray that God would have his will in his way. Ask for safety over each of these young people going. As far as I know, there's a group of 8 of them going, and they certainly need prayer from the Lord. I would also ask you to pray as we begin a meeting this Thursday night in Shingle House, Pennsylvania, and the Lord is beginning to work. The pastor's contacted me. He's just see some things coming together for the meeting. We'll be there Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday evening, both. That'll be 10 and 6 on Saturday. And then we'll be there, Lord willing, all day on Sunday. And we look forward to the meeting, look forward to what the Lord is going to do. And I believe that the Lord is going to allow us to come in there and try to be a help to somebody. But also, I believe there are folks there that can be a help to the McVeigh family. And by that, I mean pray for us and seek God's face for us and ask the Lord to give us direction and give us wisdom in these services. And so please pray about those matters, if you would, today and during the day, especially to the night hours. Pray for those traveling to Cape Verde. By the time most of us on the East Coast wake up on Tuesday morning, they'll still be in the air. They will have not yet landed. And so just keep that in prayer if you would. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Now, when you look at mercy, you see a lot of different definitions. A lot of people have ideas of what mercy is. But I always appreciated the dear friend of ours down in North Carolina. Met him about 17 years ago when I was starting out in evangelism, even before I was in evangelism. And he was just a friend to us. He was just so kind to us. And he's been a blessing to us over the years. And he always preaches this. He says, mercy is when God exacts less than you deserve for your iniquities. When God exacts less than you deserve for your iniquities. That is the mercy of God. That is God's mercy concerning our iniquities. But I could say that in so many areas of life. It's exacting less than what we deserve for our sins, for our iniquities, for what we sow, for our vileness, for our fleshly behavior, our carnal minds. God is merciful. And the mercy that we see in this chapter is a divine act. You and I can show mercy to others. We can show mercy one to another. This is a divine intervention. This is from above. This is the Lord because he is good. Part of his goodness is that he's merciful. And we see that in this passage. We see that the mercy of God is part of the character of God that makes him a good God. It's part of who he is that makes him good. It's his mercy, and it endureth forever. That's why these modern versions can't compete with the King James Bible when it comes for simple eloquence. They need many words to explain this, but he says endureth is one single word. What does that mean? It has endured in the past. It is still enduring, and God is going to continue to endure. He said forever. That's the mercy of the Most High God. He says in verse 2, oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. This God of gods is King of kings. This God of gods is Lord of lords. But in this place, it calls him the God of gods. He is the Most High God. He is the greatest. He is that only potentate. And because he is God, again, we give him thanks for his mercy endureth forever. And oh, how men ought to praise the Lord for his goodness to men. Oh, for his marvelous works. Oh, that we ought to lift up holy hands and just bless his name and praise his name. Why? Because he's the God of gods and he's merciful. He's so kind to us. 26 verses, he shows us his mercy. 26 verses, he tells us about his mercy. In verse 3, oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. The psalmist here is so detailed about who to give thanks unto. The psalmist is so detailed about whose mercy endureth forever. And in verse 4, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Now again, we see the Lord, we see his working, we see the Lord of lords, we see the God of gods, we see that the Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever, but then it says he alone doeth great wonders. So what are those wonders? Well, one of those wonders is his mercy. There are many wonders that God does, but is there any wonder greater than God's mercy that God would look on man in his sinful state and his vile condition exact less than his iniquities deserve? That's the mercy of God. Oh, how merciful is, how kind he is. I could just shout for a while just on how good God has been and how faithful he's been. And when I haven't been faithful to him, he's been faithful to me. When I haven't been just with him, he's been just with me. When I have not exacted judgment as I ought, God has exacted judgment exactly as he ought. And when I've gone through the trials of life, he's been merciful. And when I've gone through health scares, he's been merciful. I've gone through physical affliction, he's been merciful. I've gone through family problems, he's been merciful. And I've gone through ministry problems, he's been merciful. When my adversary rises up against me, he's been merciful. When men speak evil of me, God's been merciful. It doesn't matter where I am in life, what my lot in life is, he alone doeth great wonders, and his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, that's the God of gods, that's the Lord of lords. He made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. What's he saying to him? Oh, we're giving thanks. We're giving thanks to the Lord of lords, to him who alone doeth great wonders, to him that by wisdom made the heavens. Verse 6, to him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. There is only one God. There is only one that has done this. There's only one that is even capable of doing this. And we know that according to the scripture. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. Then he tells us what those lights were. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. It's interesting as we look at the comet that's now in the sky and you can see it with the naked eye, which is a very intriguing thing to me. Personally, I find it very interesting. And I went out tonight to go out on the front porch and I looked and saw the moon. It's about a full moon, maybe not quite. And the comet in the sky and the planets in the sky and the stars hung in the sky and the beauty that God has given us in the night sky, and to realize that God made all of those things. They were his handiwork. He laid the foundations of those things. He spread the heavens above us that he might be glorified, that he might receive the glory. And the reason why is because he mentions it, that we'll see and realize that's him. He's the one that did this. Any heathen in this world could look into the heavens and realize there's a God in heaven that made these things. These are beyond man's comprehension. These are beyond man's understanding. Why? Because any man can look and see that God is good and can see that his mercy endureth forever. I stood at the graveside and had the privilege to speak of a dear departed man that we knew and had the privilege just last week to speak at his graveside. And I simply mentioned to the family and friends standing by the part of the proof that evolution is a fallacy is the fact that we're standing by that grave. If evolution were true, men would evolve out of a state of dying. They would be eternal. They would evolve into a place where they never die. But the proof that there's a God in heaven is that men die. Animals die because of the curse. Men die because of the curse. This earth is going to perish because of that curse. That's still in all of that, God is merciful. that God would allow us to see his handiwork, that God would allow us to see his stars and his sun and his moon and know that he put them there and know that he hung them there. That's the mercy of God. And he goes on and he says, the moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt and their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And again, we see God's mercy even to smite the firstborn of Egypt, because he was merciful to his children. He was merciful to those that he brought out of Jacob. He was merciful to the children of Israel. He was merciful to them in their houses. When he saw the blood, he passed on by, and he passed on through and would not touch those in those homes, because he saw the blood upon the doorposts and upon the lintel. And my friend, that's the mercy of God. Yet the firstborn of Egypt died, yet God was still merciful. He brought Israel out from among them, verse 11, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand, with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. What is that stretched out arm? We've talked about that many times in the Messianic Psalms. His right arm is his strength. His right arm is his son, Jesus Christ, seated on the right hand of God. He brought them out with his strong arm. Mary even spake of that strong arm, that right hand of mercy. For his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. There's the children of Israel trapped against that sea. The Egyptians are hot on their trail. Pharaoh and his armies are coming. And God in his mercy stretched out his hand and departed those waters and pushed that great wind which pushed those waters aside. And God let them pass on dry ground. It didn't say damp. It didn't say muddy. It said dry ground. Why? Because his mercy endureth forever. He made Israel to pass through the midst of it. For his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. For his mercy endureth forever. The pattern we see is God will do as he will. God will do what pleases him. Can I say it pleases him to have mercy upon his children? It pleases God to have mercy upon them that love him. It pleases God to have mercy upon those that believe in the name of his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. It pleases God to have mercy upon his own. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. God slew him. Yet God's mercy endureth forever. Why? He did that for his children. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage. For his mercy endureth forever. Even in heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. One long verse from 16 down to verse 21. And colon after colon after colon. A statement, a statement, a statement, a sentence, a sentence, a sentence, a statement. And every one of them separated with this simple statement, for his mercy endureth forever. Even in heritage unto Israel, his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us, glory to God, in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. Here they were in bondage down in Egypt land, and their cry came before the Lord. They were enduring the taskmasters. They were enduring that hard rigor. They were enduring that labor under the sun. And God heard their cry, and their cry came up into his ears, even to his holy hill. And God heard them, and God had mercy upon them. And all of these things took place as God brought them out of Egypt land, for his mercy endureth forever. God slew kings before them, for his mercy endureth forever. And can I say, if God can do that for them, what more could God do for us? Because his mercy does continually endure. It goeth on forever and ever. Because he remembered us in our lowest state. And when I was in my lowest place, God's mercy came to where I was. And God showed me mercy when I cried. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And when I cried unto him, he found me in my low estate and gave me mercy, again, exacting less than my iniquities deserve. And God's been merciful, and God has protected, and God has provided, and God has parted seas for me, and God has opened doors for me, and God has slain enemies for me and moved enemies out of the way and put his merciful hand upon me. Why, his mercy endureth forever. And listen, I don't think he does that just for me. I wouldn't be so cocky or arrogant to think, I believe God does that for his children. I believe God does that for those seeking mercy. I believe God will do that for anyone that's seeking mercy, if we'll just believe that his mercy endureth forever and hath redeemed us from our enemies. That's verse 24. For his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh. Oh, bless his name for feeding us. Bless his name for seeing our need. If he considers that little sparrow, and he feeds that sparrow, and he clothes that lily out in the field, how much more is our Father in heaven look at us and show us mercy and give us mercy? Because his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Truly, he's a good and faithful God. Truly, he has been merciful. Truly, God's mercy, it wasn't just a one-time event. It wasn't just a part-time event. It wasn't just for Israel. His mercy endureth forever. And I believe, as much as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I believe this great God of heaven is still extending mercy to those that will believe on his name. He's still extending mercy to those that are looking for his mercy. Have you found the mercy of God? Have you found his mercy true? Have you found his mercy precious? Have you found his mercy real in your life? His mercy endureth forever. Thank you for tuning in. Lord willing, we'll be back on here with the Lord's help tomorrow.
There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning, and he longs to return to the Lord. As he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelists.com and use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption calleth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing.